I mean, would you want that? When you stuffed a lot of things in your pockets, it made them do what?
Puff up, eh?
Bulge. Huh? It would make them bulge.
Puff up, that's all that. Yes.
What about when you washed your shirts? They always did it with cotton shirt. When you washed it in hot water, it
squish up. Draw up, you call it draw up.
Yeah.
Then quick shirts of cotton. I wear cotton most all the time. They put that on. That's good when it's cold.
Yeah.
Cotton shirt, man. Keeping it warm. I see the boss over there used to wear. It's comfort. It was the way I said it, but what he said, comfort, yeah. He said, man, it's cold each other there. I said, I can't understand the woman. Tell me what bigger suit on you. Whatever heavy. He used to wear that heavy one, you know. I don't know what they call it, but I really used to put a boy. He said, I'm up to the bigger. Bigger one said, he put a word on the beard. Boy, I said, he's cold like again.
Yeah. Hello there.
Hello.
She just gives up. I had to get up. I could say, there was over the beach. There's all back. Some people said, cut the skin off. Yeah, we had no more skin on that. I stayed in the bed that day. It looked like she just didn't know.
You used to catch your mules at dawn, didn't you?
Oh, Lord.
Catch them with a light.
When the first, yeah, that's right. When the first told me, I had to go dry water, cut over on that place and to see how. Once you grab your ways about, I said, all right, what's the dry water car? I said, oh Lord, man, I couldn't sleep that night. I fought night for a while. Good dry damn mule. Man, I was up all day. Every time my stepdad would say, well, what time you get up? I said, I'm going to get up now. Get up, bring the coffee. Sit down, waiting for the bell. Ready to fight the bell so I could go. You know, I could look. I was just looking like that. I could see the light, the steamer. And late all over the field, you know, where you start catching me, like you said. I'd go over there, catch my beans, come hit him up with water. One bag, I'd go plow, and I'd go out to the water, but I'm the last bag I'd leave, but still, I'm a hell tough. I'd go over there, fill up my water bag, get ready, pick up breakfast. After I pick up my breakfast, then I can't really see him. But I'd be up all the time, every morning. Well, I got this to that, you know.
What might you have for breakfast?
Well, I got to carry rice and eggs or beef up over here. I used to hold a dago. I had a dago boy called Pepito. He was a dago boy. So he used to get up and he'd come up. I said, Pepito, you ready? He said, yeah, I'm ready. I pick him up, go there, carry breakfast. I said, what you got for breakfast, bro? I said, oh, God. I had the bread, beer. He said, oh, he said, I got coffee milk. That's what he had. Coffee milk and bread in a bucket. Everything was a 10-cent bucket. Coffee milk and bread mashed up in there. And bucket had half full of bread. Poppy used to have the same thing. I said, well, so coffee milk and bread, that's what I the egg. And take eating coffee milk. I mean, that's the way they be. I work with people over that shed, there goes over that shed over there, put your kid on the carrier. Pick your kid with your hand, put it on the carrier for the guy for the milk. So, if they're going to be there, we wait for him. From 6 o'clock in the evening, the time is alcohol. After it's alcohol, you come home and eat your supper as you go. 6 o'clock in the morning, in the evening, wait till 12 o'clock, and another gang come over to take it from then till daylight. But that's the way it's the wife over there at that plantation. So there were better days, better nights than days out there like that. And so there was hot things like this.